On Thursday of this week, the USDA released a report and prices took a tumble. Here to explain what happened, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Kim, let's start just kind of breaking down that report, and let's start with acreage.
Well, if you look at planted acres, the report numbers were about at expectations. If you look at the pre-release estimate for wheat, it was at 56.44 million acres, came in at 56.4 million acres. And that's about 1% higher than wheat acres last year. The pre-release estimate for corn was 97.25 million acres, came in at 97.28 million. And that number slightly higher than last year, less than a percent higher. If you look at soybeans, a little bit of a surprise there. 78.39 pre-release estimate came in at 77.1 million acres. So all of them pretty close. Beans slightly bullish, you'd think. The corn and the wheat just neutral price-wise.
All right, let's talk about the specific classes of wheat and how those shaped up.
Well, if you look at hard red winter wheat, it came in at 29 million acres. That's about 3.7% less than last year's 30 million acres. Soft red winter wheat, 9.7 million acres compared to 8.3 million last year. That's 17% higher than last year. And hard red spring wheat acres, 12.1 million acres compared to 11.4 million acres last year, up 6%. So higher in the spring wheat, like we've been talking about the last few weeks, hard red winter wheat acres slightly less, the spring wheat and the soft red winter higher, and you blend those two together, you can offset some of this lower hard red winter wheat production.
All right, let's talk about the stock side of the report.
Well, there's where the negative prices came in. The stocks were a big surprise. They came in above expectations. You look at wheat, they were expecting those stocks to come in at 1.18 billion bushels. They came in at 1.25 billion bushels, or 1.24 billion right in there. Corn, they was expecting a little over 5 billion bushels, came in at 5.4 billion. Soybeans, 940 million bushels, came in at 1 billion. All significantly higher than the market expected. And that's why you saw corn limit down, wheat down 44, 45 cents, soybeans down 40 to 45 cents. We've got more product, more commodity in the bin than we thought we did.
All right, now all the talk this week has been about the freeze. What are we seeing there?
Well, the plant soil scientists say that it's going to be 10 days to 2 weeks before they can figure out what's going on. You talk to the producers, they're asking the questions. But just kind of listening between the lines and reading between the lines, the wheat that's got the early planted wheat that's got good growth on it, that's got good moisture that had joined it, then it's got some damage on it. We know there's going to be some damage. How much we're going to have to wait and see. And the weather's going to be determined in that. It's probably going to depend on wheat like this, the later developing wheat for the Oklahoma crop. And this wheat right here will determine how close to an average crop. I think given the drought, given the dry conditions of the soil, given that the 90-day forecast is for average precipitation, but above average temperatures normally come with wind. You got a little bit of moisture in the soil, but the top's getting dry and the bottom's dry, and it's going to suck it out both sides. The odds are against an above average crop in Oklahoma this year, or even an average crop as far as that goes.
Okay. Now you put all that in context, you think all that together, and we've seen what the prices have done this week. Where's the support?
Well, if you look at the Kansas City Board of Trade July contract, which is the one I've been watching, we were talking about resistance at 775 and possibly breaking that, maybe 780 and going up to $8, depending on this report. Well, this report was negative. We popped right through that 750 and 740 report. Our next support is down around $7.30. If we break that next week, and I think it's going to be, it's going to take a day or two for the market to figure out how much product we really have in the bin. So Monday and Tuesday of next week, I'm saying Tuesday, if it's below 7:30, we're going to go down to 7. I don't think we'll go below that because we've got problems with the hard red winter wheat. Going back up, it's got resistance probably at 7:50. So anywhere from 7:30 to 7:50 above it, then we can come back up to the 7:75 level. Break 7:30, we're going to 7.
All right, good information as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.